You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I really mean that. Thank you for tuning in. I'm a finalist tonight at the EMA Awards for, best radio show. I mean, I probably shouldn't be the one accepting the award. Honestly, it should probably be Genesis Communications Network. It should be, Don, you know, who's, you know, always works the dials and keeps me in line. Kyle. The KDON crew, KDWN in Las Vegas, honestly, because they're the ones that make it, and you guys too. I mean, I would not have this radio show if it wasn't for you guys. So being honored tonight as a finalist for Best Radio Show is a true honor. I really, really appreciate you guys. I apologize for being gone for a day. I was at the Talkers Magazine convention yesterday. It was just awesome. Absolutely awesome. You had Bill Handel there and Alan Stock and Heidi Harris and Doug Steffen. Actually, Doug Steffen, by the way, is good day. You know how awesome he is? First, he's very handsome. All right. Second, my car died. I'm trying to get out of town because I want to come back and do the show today. And, you know, I want to listen to the debate on XM. You could listen to the, I was able to listen to the debate on, XM. You know how Fox News has that, I guess they have a stream. And, I know I've got to be careful talking about the stream. People think I'm talking about the prostate and urine issues, but, yeah, and the car dies. So, you know, I figured it was a battery issue, and I found somebody to help me, you know, jump the car, and there was a stupid red piece of plastic over the positive of the battery, all right? And I had just one of these SUVs, you know, nothing too fancy, and so I couldn't get the stupid red thing off. And so I go up to Doug, you know, from Doug Steffen Show, good day, and he, you know, he I love the guy to death, and, you know, we're good buddies, but he's like, you're flipping kidding me, really, Dahlia? You can't take the red plastic off the positive of the battery. I'm like, no, I really can't do it. And it's not that I'm worried about breaking a nail, I can't do it. So he, you know, as he's walking over there, you know, he's, you know, complaining and how I really need to get my act together, and he can't get it off either, so we end up cutting it off just to try to get the battery in the car started. It was long. And then, of course, there was rain and lightning and thunder, and so I basically didn't get back to town for a couple hours. But, you know, if you do ever listen to Doug and call into his show, tell him thank you for helping Dr. Dahlia out because, you know, yes, I've delivered babies, I've performed hysterectomies, taken bullets out, sewn people's scalp together. I just cannot get my car started and figure out how to take off the battery cap. But like I said, I wasn't that completely cuckoo because he couldn't take it off either. We had to literally cut. So we had to do surgery. We had to do surgery on my car. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Just a quick overview of the debate yesterday. Don't want to spend a lot of time because honestly, these vice presidential debates really don't have a lot of bearing. And I'm sure many of you are going to be sick of the subject, but we'll talk about that quickly. Looks like we got a bra that could possibly detect breast cancer. We're going to talk about that. A little bit more issues on the meningitis thing. There's a meningitis thing. The meningitis outbreak. All right. We think the CDC has warned everybody that needs to be warned. All right. So we're hoping if you didn't get a letter, that means you're in the clear. There's also possibly a drink that you could drink to avoid Alzheimer's. And we'll talk about that. And, you know, a couple other interesting things that I want to get to if I have the time to squeeze it in. Of course, that's what we do. Doctors, they know how to squeeze. All right, but what's the most squeezable are your medical questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, before Talkers, I did an interview with Doug McIntyre in the morning, remember, from Red Eye Radio, Doug McIntyre and John Phillips and Terry Ray Elmer in the KABC studios, and they wanted to know what's been going on now with the Lance Armstrong thing and the doping and why did he pass his test and what's this all blood doping thing. So we'll also try to get to that. Plus, it looks like many of our expired medicines now could be possibly good up to 40 years, Remember the military did a study? Say many of our expired medicines are good up to 20 to 30 years. Well, apparently because of Obamacare coming in, right, and they want to save money, they're trying to find ways where we could peek in the garbage, pull medicines out, and still use them. And so they think maybe what we could do is change the expired. It kind of makes sense, you know. I mean, if medicines are expiring so quickly, you got to go out and buy more. And the pharmaceutical companies and generic companies like it, but if they could actually last longer, why not? And I guess a study came out saying 40 years. 40 years, that's kind of big. So, as you can see, a very busy day. So call in a 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Also, you can email us on the show at drdahlia.com, which is my website. Don't forget, guys, we got the Alaskan cruise. I know it's starting to get cold, and many of you are like, what? I'm not going to want to go to Alaska. Listen, if you're going to plan your summer vacation, you got to do it early. Or for some of you from Britain, your holiday. You need to plan your holiday. Then go to Alaska, Dr. Dahlia, on a cruise. What in bloody hell are you waiting for? So make sure you check that out. Of course, we're on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We're also on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, there was something else I wanted to tell you, but I don't think you guys really care about it. All right, so really quickly, with the Lance Armstrong issue, I guess more of the cases unfolding, you'd think it'd be done. But I guess there's these new allegations against Lance Armstrong, Tour de France winner, involvement in blood doping. And some of you have been asking me, and like I said on KABC's Doug McIntyre and John Phillips in the morning, they were asking, you know, what is this blood doping? Basically, what athletes have been doing for decades is what they did prior to the 80s, and they still do, some of them, is they'll get a transfusion of extra blood cells. It's called blood doping. It could be their own blood cells, which they've stored for a while, or it could be somebody else's blood cells. And they inject them into them so you have extra blood cells. Now, what do blood cells do? No, it's not a pop quiz. What do blood cells do? They carry oxygen. So if you have the extra blood cells, you carry more oxygen. Now, after the 1980s, many of these athletes start to use erythropoietin, EPO. Now, erythropoietin is a hormone from the kidneys that helps make red blood cells. So if you dope yourself with erythropoietin every few days, you could superficially and artificially build up your blood cells. So that's what they are claiming Lance Armstrong did. And it's a little harder to detect on the blood testing. Don't go away. We'll talk a little bit more about this and get right back to you. 1-877-DOCDALLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDahlia, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDahlia 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.13.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.13.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just quickly, as we were reviewing in the previous segment, how new allegations have been posed against Lance Armstrong regarding blood doping. So we talked a little bit about erythropoietin. They believe they're claiming this is what he was doping himself with, which is why they didn't pick up steroids in the blood system. You know, many of you have asked, you know, when people dope up and are accused of athletic doping, what exactly are they using? Well, we've talked about the steroids and the anabolic steroids and the human growth hormone, but there's other ways to dope. You know, there's other medications that people, that athletes may use to help enhance their athletic performance. For example, some will use speed. Methamphetamines, very easy to pick up in the blood, so many of them don't, but that's considered a class of medication some use. Some will use caffeine, some will use other types of stimulants. Some may actually use medicines to decrease their anxiety, like even Valium or alcohol, right? Some athletes are like, look, I don't want to get nervous and do poorly, so they actually take something that's a downer or a sedative. A big thing I see with my teenage boys are diuretics. Some people will take water pills to decrease their weight so they get to be in a lower weight class and then be able to wrestle you know, or fight in a lower weight class than rather being put up with the big guys. So there's a variety of different ways. And this blood doping is kind of, even though it's not unique, it hasn't been as well heard because, you know, there's just so many other things that they've been doing. And I mean, yeah, this takes taking somebody else's blood and injecting it into you. And it's kind of crazy. Do I think Lance Armstrong did it? I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you, you have all these people claiming he doped. He's never, from what I understand, shown up positive for any testing. Erythropoietin can be picked up in the blood, but how can you tell if it's your own or if it's an exogenous type of erythropoietin? So I'm not really too sure on how they could test for it. But again, you know, it's not the most common thing tested. You know, usually they test, like I said, the steroids and the amphetamines, et cetera. And those people who are, you know, taking EPO, we usually reserve it for people with kidney failure, major anemia, et cetera. You know, when my cat was dying of renal failure, we had some, you know, veterinarian Epogen that we were injecting. Didn't help. He still, you know, had to die. Unfortunately, we had to put him down. He just was dying and it didn't work. It was expensive stuff, though, man. But, you know, for your babies, you got to do it. It was a cat. People, it was a cat. Call my cat, my babies. But that's what's allegedly going on with the whole Lance Armstrong story as it continues to unfold. All right, so the big story, of course, of the day was the vice presidential debate yesterday. It was really storming in the southern United States, a lot of flooding and lightning and thunder. So I guess it was kind of appropriate because as I was listening to the debate, I couldn't watch it. I was listening on Fox News. I was driving back to Vegas. You know, you got to see all the lightning and the thunder, and it was pretty crazy stuff. By the way, thank you, truckers out there, for letting me pass and providing some cover for me as I was driving. You guys rock. A lot of truckers on the road that, you know, had to work in that kind of a storm. Me, I chose to drive back. I could have probably just, you know, set up shop and stayed in L.A. But anyway, I was listening and kind of waited out the storm in a couple areas when I had to. And the, I thought Biden was overcompensating, like a lot of us thought, for Obama's performance. And honestly, it was just too predictable. You know, we knew that Paul Ryan would keep his cool, and we knew that Biden would try to come out swinging. I mean, obviously, he's been watching the news, or somebody in Obama's camp has been watching the news. It was a little obnoxious, right? And then, of course, the moderator, who, you know, obviously was going into this being biased herself, having had Obama party at her wedding in the early 90s, which, from what I understand, fell through later, and she's gotten remarried, and he didn't come to those weddings, from what I understand. But, you know, so, I mean, I really expected the vice presidential debate, unfortunately, to kind of be a joke. You know, and honestly, these vice presidential debates, they really don't do much in terms of winning the election. I mean, remember, Sarah Palin in 2008 wiped the floor with Joe Biden. It didn't matter. You know, the Republicans didn't win the 2008 election. So, where the value is with these vice presidential debates is, you know, there could be, God forbid, a chance where one of these people are president, you know, later. Or if, you know, later after, you know, a couple terms, they decide to run for office. So it's kind of nice to take a peek, you know, at how the vice presidents act. I mean, like I said, Paul Ryan really maintained his cool. I think he's very calm and collected. And if he later were to be our commander-in-chief, which many of us are predicting in future elections, Paul Ryan is probably going to run. I just felt very confident with him. Biden, very, you know, we know he could debate. I mean, remember, Joe Biden, even though he makes a lot of gaffes, I mean, the guy's been in Congress forever. You know, he's been able to do his job, even though we might not like the job he does, but he's been able to do his job despite, from what I understand, losing his wife and a child in an accident. He does have a personality that many people like, etc. What blew it for him is Joe Biden being as, from a personality standpoint, opposite of Obama, really blew it yesterday because he looked like an absolute jerk. He was rude. He didn't even follow most of the rules that you would with debate. I mean, when we learn how to debate, talk to people, etc., there's a way to interject without looking like you're being a poor sport and you're just trying to shut up the other side. You know, and then he kind of did the crybaby thing, like he's not getting enough time to correspond. From what we understand, he had, I think, 41 minutes talk time when Paul Ryan had 40 minutes. He was able to, get his point across longer than Paul Ryan got to. So, you know, he did the crybaby thing. He did the interjection thing. He did the rude laughing. You know, there's a way to disagree with the other side during a debate than sitting there and giggling. And lawyers, especially trial lawyers, have perfected this. I mean, they can't sit there and start cracking up in the middle of a trial. You know, they may say, I'm eject, or, you know, they may say, you know, fabrication, or I mean, there are words these lawyers could say, you know, and there are phrases they could say, you know, badgering the witness, leading, you know, whatever. He could have very calmly said, Paul, this is misleading. Yeah, finish what you have to say, but Will, no. I mean, there would have been much more effective ways. But the giggling almost made us think of a nervous laugh. Remember, with these debates, nobody remembers what somebody said 42 minutes into the debate, in a 90-minute debate. They remember, if they remember at all or even care, the visual aspect of it all. So you see somebody with a very nervous, tense, bullying type of laugh, and Joe Biden could have done this so many different ways, and I think he blew it. Now, of course, the liberal media is probably, you know, talking about how, oh, yeah, he won the debate because he came out swinging, etc. Paul Ryan lost a couple opportunities. You know, no, I don't think so. I think the whole Benghazi cluster, that point was made. I think the healthcare issues, the economy issues, Scranton's unemployment going up to 10%, I think he made the good points. I don't think really this is a game changer, and you know, we have the next presidential debate coming up on Tuesday. But, you know, from a family doc perspective and my psychology background, you kind of see the mess ups that occurred. And I think whatever the Republicans needed to do, they did. I think the Democrats showed a little bit of desperation. And now that we see Romney starting to surge in the polls, we saw Biden in light that we really didn't want to see. I mean, Biden's kept his cool. He looked a little desperate. A lot desperate, actually. And he looked rude. And the funny thing is I know what his debate preparers were telling him to do. Make Ryan look like a little boy, little fly on your shoulder, and shake him off. And that's what he was trying to do. Like, Paul Ryan's never debated. He's young. You know, this is where the big boys play. This is varsity. Go back to junior varsity type of thing. Right, or Pop Warner football. And Paul Ryan did exactly what he was supposed to. You know, I'm gonna, you know, be cool, I'm gonna be calm, etc. I'm gonna explain what went wrong in the YouTube video. I still can't believe we were even talking about the YouTube video being the cause of the Benghazi attack. I feel so stupid. You know, I mean, we believe the government. Really? They're making us chase a YouTube video? I was inflamed when I was listening. Watch this. Of course, you know, when I finally get home, because I had TiVo'd it, I was able to, you know, watch and see the, you know, demeanor of it all. But we're going to get to medical news after the next hour. But honestly, I'm not really expecting much from this vice presidential debate in terms of game changing. Interesting nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier, and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So I guess study came out this week saying many of our expired medicines were good, not for a couple months after the expiration date or a few years, but 40 years. 40 years after they've expired. Now, we've spent plenty of time talking about expired medications on the show. We've talked about how to discard them really quickly. If you have expired medicines, you need to discard. Don't just throw them in the garbage. also don't throw them in the toilet, right? Because we're picking up these drugs in our water supply. I mean, men are imbibing water, drinking water that has women's birth control pills and hormones, and they're starting to grow boobies. So we need to they aren't growing boobies, but you get the gist. So we don't want you to throw expired medicines away in the toilet, garbage, etc. Basically, get some kitty litter or something like sand, something that your animals and kids hopefully won't get into. Dump it out into the sand or kitty litter, whether it's a drink or whether it's a liquid form of medication or pills. Cover it up in the kitty litter, throw it outside so neighborhood dogs decide not to go into the kitty litter and eat it. Although our dogs go into the kitty litters and try to eat their poo-poo all the time. I really don't get that. Our dogs are kind of stupid. And then don't forget with the label on your bottle, take off the label and either shred it or black it out or something, because people can use that label and get personal private information off of you. If you don't want people knowing about your Anusol suppositories that you use for your hemorrhoids, then I would not dump the prescription bottle with the label out. Okay, so that's how we deal with expired medications. But apparently, the UC San Francisco, UC Irvine, and California Poison Control System grouped together to look at the efficacy and effectiveness of 8 drugs that had been sitting around unopened in pharmacies for years, supposedly after they've gone bad. And they found that these drugs were effective 28 to 40 years past their official expiration dates. Now, the 8 drugs contained, and they only looked at these 8, and I'll tell you which ones. It doesn't mean these are the only ones that last. And again, I am still going to warn you, I don't want you to take a 40-year-old medication, but we'll get to that in a second. The 8 drugs contained a total of 15 active ingredients. This story, by the way, is coming from the LA Times. And, sorry, I had to scroll. Now I had to scroll back. The researchers could not find a standard test for one of them, so they focused their analysis on the other 14. So they had trouble looking at the homotropin in these drugs. I know, slackers. Really? Really? You couldn't figure out the homotropin? Really? Come on, please. Anyway, the tablets and capsules were dissolved and subjected to chemical analysis using a mass spectrometer. I used to use a mass spectrometer. Pretty cool stuff. It revealed how much of the active ingredients remained in the pills. Well, I thought they popped the pills and see if they worked. Guess it didn't. Out of the 14 active ingredients in these pills, these old expired medications, 12 were still at high enough concentration, 90% of the amount stated on the label, to qualify as having acceptable potency. So which drugs did they look at? Well, they looked at Tylenol, acetaminophen, all right, active ingredient Tylenol. They looked at codeine. Right, it's an opiate we use for coughs and pain control. They looked at hydrocodone, which is in Lortab. Percocet is oxycodone, excuse me. Hydrocodone is Lortab. Phenacetin, which is an analgesic that we really don't use anymore. It's a pain medicine we don't use. Caffeine lasted. Chlorpheniramine, which is an antihistamine. Fixer Radio, guys, it's not coming through. I'm pronouncing these correctly, and your radio is not transmitting it correctly. It's an antihistamine that we use. Pentobarbital, which is a barbiturate. Butalbital, another barbiturate, which is a longer acting. Secobarbital, phenobarbital, meprobamate, it's a tranquilizer used for anxiety. Methaqualone, which is a sedative, muscle relaxant, etc. And I guess these things, I guess, were good for another 40 plus years. See, we don't really use a lot of phenobarb and the barbiturates that much, but they were used a lot 40 years ago, so no wonder they found them. Now, they said the only active ingredients that appeared to miss the cutoff were aspirin and amphetamine. So if you got diet pills from the 1970s, probably not going to work as well. Usually these expiration dates are anywhere from 1 to 5 years after the drug is manufactured. But many times there's really no science to when a medicine is going to expire. The FDA doesn't really require these pharmaceutical companies to test how long the active ingredients will last. It costs too much money, and like I said, we could be looking at 40-plus years. But also, keep in mind, okay, remember when we said some of these medications have 90% of their active ingredient? Okay, if the government later says, fine, guys, you could use expired medications, All right? And they say doctors go ahead and tell their patients they could do it. Again, remember, we don't have tort reform. We don't have any protection with the liability. So somebody could say, wait a second, Dr. Smith told me I could use a medication. I still was afflicted with an illness, etc., didn't have pain control, got into a car accident. He should have known that it was only 90% effective. I'm going to sue. So most companies will err on the side of caution and say these medications are going to expire at this date just to play it safe. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, lawsuits are ridiculous. They're scary. They, you know, can ruin your business. Fine. Have the medicine expire and have the consumer go back to the pharmacy and buy more medication. So, of course, the pharmacists have no problem kind of cutting it short. Now, many of us, though, on the side have used expired medications, right? We've used, you know, old antibiotics, et cetera, whatever we have left over, and we've noticed they work. So this isn't anything earth-shattering. I mean, many of us have known expired medicines work. It's just the reason why this is coming into light is the government wants us to save money in terms of our healthcare expenditures. And since medications is a multi-billion dollar industry and aspect to our healthcare expenditures, what happens if we just prolong the expiration date to say these medications are good for 5 to 10 years? This way you don't throw out your medication, have to go buy another prescription. Now, as a consumer, this is kind of cool. As a consumer, that, I mean, it's going to be nice to know that a pain pill you got for surgery 5, 10 years ago, you could still keep. You don't have to freak out and throw it out. My only problem is these medications have to be stored perfectly. Now, I guess there was a shelf life extension program that allows federal stockpiles to be retained for up to 278 months after their stated expiration date. The Armed Services has a program where they could stockpile medications and use expired ones if they have to. And they had done studies, you know, finding these medications can easily last 30 plus years. But it has to be ideal. You know, I mean, it can't be too cold. It can't be too hot. It can't be moist. It has to have the right aeration, but not too much aeration. So unless we advise people, I mean, how many times have we missed the power bill and lost our power and the place got too cold or place got too hot? I mean, many of us have done that. Haven't us. All right. Power's out, honey. We need to pay the bill. We'll do it tomorrow. Break out the candles. I mean, it happens to all of us. And so, you know, will these medications, I mean, there's so many tests that have to be done. Can the medications last if the house gets too hot, apartment gets too cold, you know, et cetera. Now, mind you, liquid medications, whole different story. I don't think the liquid medications last as long. I really wouldn't trust it. Smell it, taste it. But for the most part, when in doubt, throw it out. And I already told you guys how to throw it out. Get the kitty litter out, sand, et cetera. But, you know, a lot of these pills, yes, they do last. And, you know, if we're really not talking the heart medications or the digoxin or the Coumadin or the Plavix and we're talking about pain pills, you know, it may not be that bad. But, again, I'm worried because everything in chemistry has breakdown aspects and mixture aspects. And unless they could really predict that chemical, I don't think they'll ever be able to say 100% safe. But in times of crisis, they'll probably say, you know what? Fine, use the medication. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right, don't go away. I want to talk about a bra that could detect breast cancer. Kind of wonder what the undergarment looks for prostate cancer detection. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a company called First Warning Systems has actually developed a sports bra that may help detect breast cancer at early stages. We're talking years before mammograms and self-breast exams. I couldn't believe this when I read this as well. They say apparently they're using sensors dispersed throughout the bra as well as a recognition software. And they say the bra can detect angiogenic activity. Now, angio is blood vessels, all right? But the angiogenic activity tests a change in cell temperature that occurs with new blood vessel growth associated with developing tumors. I mean, now that is some pretty sensitive technology. They say the data the bra collects is then uploaded to a computer where it's analyzed by algorithms and then displayed to the user. They say in three clinical trials involving 650 participants, the bra has shown indications of cancer up to 6 years before a tumor can be detected by imaging. And they believe the bra only costs $1,000. I doubt insurance will pay for it. 1 in 8 women, they say, of course, will have breast cancer in their lifetime, right? 1 million are diagnosed every year. When you catch breast cancer in its earliest stages, we're now claiming close to 100% survival rate. So this technology being embedded in bras is going to probably be the biggest thing next to sliced bread. Now, they're going to start testing this in the European market in, I guess, 2013. I don't know what to believe. I mean, if it's sensing cell temperature changes with blood vessel growth, you know, I see the logic, I see the science behind it, but I think our boobies, I mean, we go back and forth with temperature all the time, right? I think our boobies are sensors in and of themselves. I mean, they've guided me through a lot of missions in my life. You know, they tell me, you know, which guy to, you know, give the time of day, not. I know, you know, many people liken a woman's breast to cat whiskers, right? You know how cat whiskers can pick up trouble before. It's true. Cat whiskers can pick up trouble before trouble comes. You know what it's like? It's like Frodo's sword in Lord of the Rings, right? Remember the sword he was given in the Lord of the Rings trilogy where it starts to light up? You know, well, many of us women, we don't admit this, but our breasts, they don't light up, but they kind of have the radar, kind of like, you know, like radio knobs. They kind of know and tell us what's going on. And so I wouldn't be surprised that somebody capitalized on that type of already natural type of technology and said, okay, you know what? I'm sure the breasts will tell us what's going on. And a lot of our womanly intuitions, I know many people think it comes from the uterus and it comes from the ovaries, comes from the boobies. So, I mean, makes some sense. I just don't have $1,000 to, you know, and again, I mean, it's not a Fredericks of Hollywood, Victoria's Secret type of sexy bra where if you wear the bra, you're going to look like the girls of the commercials. And this is going to be a sports bra. And the reason why many of us wear sports bras is so we don't have to deal with the metal. And so there's already going to be some sort of metal sensors in it. It may defeat the purpose. But still cool stuff nonetheless. I have no idea what the undergarment they're going to be making for prostate cancer. I'm a little concerned about how that one would look. Just keep in mind, if you do wear the undergarment, it's going to have to be tucked in there pretty good. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Honestly, you know, some of you have asked me if we, you know, how much investigative reporting do we do? And do I utilize Dawn for any of the investigative reporting? You know, we do have a Dr. Dahlia news team. We do. I haven't subjected Dawn to any of these real high-profile, dangerous cases because I need Dawn. You know, the rest of my team is pretty expendable. But, you know, you are bringing up a good point, all right? We don't want to discriminate against Dawn. And so maybe if a company does come up with a undergarment to rule out prostate cancer, maybe we'll have Dawn wear it. Why not? Honestly, investigative reporting at its finest. Okay, let's move on. It looks like the CDC has tracked down most of the people at risk from those tainted steroid shots. The death toll now from the meningitis outbreak is already up to 14. This is one of the biggest clusters I have ever seen in terms of the compounding pharmacy. Federal officials, though, believe they have tracked down 12,000 of the roughly 14,000 people. Oh, so they still have 2,000 to go. Who may have received contaminated steroid shots in the meningitis outbreak that we've reviewed with you. Unfortunately, many people in the South, actually in multiple states now, from what I understand, about 23 states have been affected, who received this steroid shot in the back using a steroid that was made out of the compounding pharmacy that has now, of course, closed. From what I understand, there's actually been a little bit more scoop with the compounding pharmacy. Apparently, they actually, I think, violated their licensing requirements, so they weren't even allowed to operate. I don't know. We'll find out a little bit more. From what we understand, Idaho has been the next state to report at least an illness. Also, people in Florida, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee has been the biggest, Virginia. Many of you have asked about Nevada. From what we understand, no cases that I know of in Nevada. I believe a couple clinics did receive the steroid in Las Vegas and sent them back. So from what we understand, so far, so good. But, of course, we're going to keep you guys posted. I've kind of already reviewed with you guys, signs and symptoms of meningitis, headache, nausea, vomiting, fever, etc. The reason why we keep bringing this up is many of you who received steroid injections back in July might have forgotten that that could have been the time frame where this methyl prednisolone acetate, type of steroid was used. And so we keep warning you guys of the symptoms. The type of black fungus, or the type of fungus is Aspergillus, but they found also Exerhohylum, which is a black mold, and they find that this fungus is also as much of a culprit. This puppy is found in dirt and grasses, and like I keep saying, somebody's got to check the sink, because the last time something like this happened, I believe that they found the fungus by the sink. Okay, pretty quickly, looks like Frosted Mini Wheats has a recall. Kellogg Company has recalled 2.8 million boxes of Mini Wheats because metal fragments have gotten into some boxes. I know some of you use Frosted Mini Wheats to poop because of the fiber. The only thing is, we don't want you to be pooping metal fragments. Yes, it will probably help you poop, but not good to eat. The recall products include frosted and unfrosted bite-sized Mini Wheats in sizes ranging from single bowls to 70-ounce cartons. Use dates are April 2013 to September 2013. Go to the FDA for more information. Also, an article came out, study came out, saying women who do not have children are not very stressed, right? They're not really too stressed about having the kids. They're pretty happy. Being a mom of two, I could totally understand why they have less stress. I get that. Looks like one of the most common fake sick day excuses is a broken heart. Although many people, they may not use that excuse, but it looks like a lot of you guys have, broken heart syndrome, and you decide to kind of, I guess, flake from work, and I don't blame you. I mean, it's very, very difficult to work with coworkers, especially when you've gone through a breakup, but it's kind of interesting, and we'll probably talk about this next week, different types of excuses people use when they call in sick, and I've warned you guys what to use. All right, you know, if you guys want to call in sick and you want to BS about it, say you have explosive diarrhea. It worked for me all the time. Who is going to want their boss to know that they have explosive diarrhea? Okay, their boss doesn't want to know that stuff, right? You know, and I never recommend, don't say you have a heavy period, because still a lot of women, you know, they have difficulty, you know, being in the leveling the playing field. So you don't want to bring up gynecological stuff. But, yeah, say you have explosive diarrhea, because no one's going to think you're making that up, you know, and they'll want to get off the phone with you pretty quickly because they don't want to hear the explosion. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you again. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Download the Dr. Dahlia app. Sign up for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. But most of all, be safe. And God bless.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.